Well, it's a quick return to the Golf Nerds podcast hot seat for me. It's Monday evening here in Panama. I'm stomping around my normal car park, recording my normal podcast. I'm back after, 2.5 weeks in good old Blighty, the United Kingdom, and then 2.5 weeks in Japan, Tokyo, Kyoto, and Hiroshima. And I had the best vacation, and I did barely nothing to do with golf. I barely thought about the game. I've been back 36 hours or so, and guess what? I was catching up on the web.com, KFC Tour finals, and two of my boys, like two people who I kind of have connected with on the KFC Tour, have made it to the big boy tour. Vince Covello, who you'll just have to listen back a few episodes to hear my interview with Vince, he's made it onto the PGA Tour, and that could not happen to a nicer guy in golf. And then, Chris Baker. Now, I interviewed Chris for radio here in Panama, and I might just throw that interview up, vomit it onto the internet. If I've still got the files on my laptop, I haven't been home since the guy picked up his PGA card, so I don't know if I've still got the files, but if so, I usually have like a big chunk of audio that I record with folks that I've used for other platforms, but I can put that on here now because I don't care about those other platforms anymore. So Chris Baker and Vince Covello. It's a shame Zach Blair didn't, you know, do better, but you know, he's got his own thing going on, and that's awesome. Do you know, I lied to you. So I haven't played golf for 6 weeks, and I'm probably going to go to the range tomorrow, just to get a feel for the golf club again. But before I leave for the range, what I'm going to do is pick up my new putter from the DHL office. I've got another Tadmore putter coming my way. This time it's a Napa blade style with his amazing washboard face, which is like a grooved face, and it just gives the ball this really nice roll and this really nice feel. Of course, you know, hand forged carbon steel helps with all of that as well. But yeah, I'm excited really to get my new putter. So that's kind of what's getting me back in the game. How have y'all been? Sorry, I keep making that mistake. How have you been? I hope you've enjoyed your time over what is, for lots of you, is the summer months. Well, most of you. I know most of you guys who listen to stateside or in the UK. So, my last podcast had over 1,000 plays, which is awesome. 1,100 and something. And I was just slagging off golf. And I'm not really in the mood to slag off golf, although I'm not as excited by the game as I have been. I'm pleasantly looking forward to getting back and rolling some putts. It's just about my new putter. You know, while I was away, I did think about stuff, and I sent some messages on the Book of Face about putters, and Sam from Lab Golf reached out to me and asked me how my DFP was going, and I had to tell him I haven't got one yet. So I haven't got a directed force putter yet, but I've got to get one. I think I'm going to get the blade one. I think I'm going to speak to them about it. Actually, I think I'm going to do that. And I haven't got my Orca golf clubs. Oh, shall I tell you this tale of woe? So I think I mentioned on a previous podcast that I touched base with Alex before my trip to say, let's get together. Can you fit me for a full bag of clubs? And I'll go, 13 clubs, Orca. And we had this plan to make some videos doing this old school fitting without launch monitors, just kick it old school with a bag of golf balls on a field and do this amazing thing of getting a really good, well-fit set of clubs without any tech. I was really looking forward to getting some Orca clubs. I was going to get some blades. I want my next set of clubs to be blades. And I was so hyped for it. And then the second day after I land in, after I landed in Wales, well, I landed just outside of Wales and then was in my family home in Wales, I thought I was having a heart attack. Like, called an ambulance, said goodbye, and I mean goodbye to my kids. Thought I was having a heart attack. Turned out I wasn't, but yeah, it was sort of muscular, like a really horrible muscular pain in my chest that was spasming, and I thought any dreams of hitting golf balls should leave me because that's stupid. So it meant I couldn't make the video and get the clubs and get set up from Orca. So I don't know when the next time I'll be in the UK to make that happen is. Which is a damn shame. I was really looking forward to that. It's not like I'm shy on golf clubs. I just have to, you know, slum it and use my custom fit. Bespoke tour issue. Cobras. Gosh, life's tough for me. I'm still lacking a driver. But, I mean, when I say lacking a driver, I've got the Wishon driver I built to my exact specs that is awesome. And I've got my Cobra driver that, again, came from a wonderful fitting with Michael Neff. So, again, I'm doing all right for golf clubs. But I wanted a new one. New toys, eh? So, golf's happened. But nothing too exciting. I'm cheekily looking forward to the President's Cup. It's like a poor man's Ryder Cup, but I am a poor man, so, you know, that'd be great, won't it? I think it's like a fun Ryder Cup. It's like a Ryder Cup I don't care about. So I'm just in it for the laughs and the banter. And, you know, I don't mind cheering for America. Actually, that's why I like the President's Cup, because I cheer for America and don't feel bad for it. Yes. Oh, well, that's going to be a future podcast, isn't it? All about why it's okay to cheer for America in the President's Cup if you're European. Oh, I'm British. It hurts to say the word European at the moment. Yeah, gosh, could you imagine if they threw us out the Ryder Cup as well? It's not going to happen because it's Europe and... Yeah, it's not. It's too soon. It's too soon. So we had the President's Cup. We had the Korn Ferry Tour Finals. We had my new golf clubs. We had my near death. With 90 seconds left on the clock, all I wanted to say is thank you for those of you that come back to listen to this podcast after my extended breaks. Thank you for those guys who, you know, have been so kind to support me and the podcast with some donations of stuff. And I hope that you've sold at least one more, like my listener. I hope he's gone out and bought stuff off the back of you hooking me up. You know, my mailbox is wide open for more free stuff. And my podcast is open to whore out your gear. I don't really whore out anyone's gear. I love Orca golf gear because I love their ethos and I love who they are. And the clothes and the caps and the sunglasses and stuff like that, it's about being fun and being real. And so, yeah. And the putters. Oh, DFP. I've got to get myself a DFP putter. I've got to stop playing golf again. Is that the right way around? I've got to play golf to use the new gear that I have yet to get because I'm excited about it. Something like that. If any of you guys have got some new golf gear, or if any of you guys have got some ideas for companies we could get involved with the podcast if you want to hear from them, please please send me a message. Let me know. Do subscribe to and review the podcast. Today I'm recording this straight into my phone without a microphone. It's a new phone as well. I'm on my BlackBerry. Like it's 2012. Because I love using a BlackBerry phone. I should do a podcast, a golf podcast about my unrequited love for BlackBerries. But, yeah. I think we're going to leave that one. Have a great time. I'm going to be back with a proper Golf Nerds podcast soon. Once I'm just refreshed and reinvigorated and re-inspired to chat shit about golf. In the meantime, look after yourselves. Ciao.